Hello, this week's Parsha is Parshas Ve'eschanan. Parshas Ve'eschanan, we're going to be focusing right on the beginning of Ve'eschanan, which is Moshe's tefillos to the Ribbono Shel Olam to allow him to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Just of note, Parshas Ve'eschanan also contains, for our reference, the Aseres HaDibros. Moshe repeats to the people, the Torah wasn't given a second time, but Moshe repeats to the people the Aseres HaDibros that were first given in Parshas Yisro, Sefer Shemos. So he repeats those, noticeable change instead of Zachar Shemar Shabbos HaKadosh, he says Shemar Shemar Shabbos HaKadosh. Parshas Ve'eschanan also contains the famous Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad Va'ahavta Hashem Elkecha B'chol Vavcha B'chol Nafshecha V'chol Me'odecha. So very fundamental and important principles in this week's Sadra, but I would like to talk about right in the beginning, okay? Parshas Ve'eschanan begins with Ve'eschanan El Hashem Ba'is Hahi Lemer. I implored, I entreated, I begged, I beseeched the Kodesh Baruch Hu at that time. And Rashi says, Ein Chinun B'chol Makam El Hashem Matnas Chinam. Moshe Davin for a free gift. He understood. He says, Hashem, I don't have any worthiness. I don't have, even if I don't have any merits, even though he could have asked in the merit of his good deeds, Moshe says, it's if I don't have any good deeds, even if I don't have any good deeds, please give me a free gift, matnas chinam, and let me cross into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Elokim, atah chilosa laharos, as abdecha eskedorcha, vesyadcha chazaka, asher mikel b'shamayim v'artz, asher yasa kimasecha, kugvur asecha. He begins by praising the Ribbono Shel Olam for his great works, his wonders, there's no power like you. And from here we learn the Olam Yisadar Adam Shivcha Shomakom V'achar Kach Ispalo. And then, Ebrana V'Eres Eretz HaTova Asher Be'Evar Yargin Ha'har Tova Zeva Halavonin. Please let me cross over. Please, Ebrana. Please let me cross over. Let me see this good land that's on the other side of the Jordan River, this good mountain under Lavonin. Rashi says, what's the good mountain under Lavonin? Yerushalayim on the base Hamikdash. And of course, Hashem did not accept my prayers because of you. He didn't listen to me. And he said, enough for yourself. Stop talking about this matter. You can see the land, but you're not crossing the Yarden River. I want to talk about the fact that Moshe begins here and he davens. It's the first pasuk of the Sedra, Perikim, a pasuk of Gimel. I implored Hashem at that time, Leymor saying. And then he begins his tefillah. I quote from Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, Zichrona Levracha, in his Sefer, Twersky on Chumash. The Hebrew word Leymor actually means to say. When it follows a phrase, it generally means the statement should be conveyed to others. So Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leymor, Hashem spoke to Moshe, and then saying to say to somebody else. Therefore, how do we understand this pasuk? Ve'eschanan el Hashem ba'eisahi Leymor. I implored, I entreated, I begged God at that time, saying, what's the Leymor? This verse can actually be translated, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, I prayed to God at that time to say, my God. You have begun to show your servant, your greatness. What could be meant by to say in this context? To say to whom? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, I implored God at that time to say, Leymor? Just start your tefillah. He quotes the Divrei Chaim of Sons, who explains this verse as follows. I pray to God. What did I pray? That at the time when I will have to plead for myself, I should be able to say my prayers. In other words, says Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, explaining the inside of the Divrei Chaim of Sons, Moshe prayed to God to give him the ability to pray properly. He prayed to be able to pray. In some prayer books, in some Siddurim, there is a prayer before praying, a beautiful preparatory prayer composed by the great Rav Elimelech of Lezhinsk, which should put a person into the proper frame of mind for praying. The Gemara says the pious men of old would spend an hour, Hasidim of old would spend an hour before praying, preparing themselves to pray properly. We all pray for our needs, says Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, inasmuch as proper prayer is certainly one of our needs. Should we not ask for divine help with this need? A little bit tongue-in-cheek, but serious. We pray for all of our needs. Everything we need, we daven for. We have a need to be able to pray properly, so says Rabbi Dr. Twersky. Therefore, follows, we should pray for the need to be fulfilled. Please help me pray properly. We need to pray to be able to pray. He quotes, a chassid complained to Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotsk because he was beset with many serious problems, a great Kotsk rabbi. Have you prayed to God for help? The rabbi asked. The chassid responded, I don't know how to pray well. Said the Kotsk rabbi, then that is an even more serious problem than all the problems you mentioned. And he did not even mention that. Says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, we pray every day. But let us be honest with ourselves. It's a big mussar, the following sentence that he's giving to all of us. If we had to present an important petition to a high government official, how careful would we be that it should be worded correctly and delivered properly? Do we give this much attention to our daily prayers? According to the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, Moshe prayed for the ability to pray. I implored, I entreated to God at that time. And then he doesn't just start by saying his tefillos. He adds in the word lay more, to say what? The first statement is a prayer to be able to pray. According to the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, Moshe prayed for the ability to pray well. If Moshe felt he needed divine assistance to pray, what should we say for ourselves? Now, unless you think this has nothing to do with us, have we ever considered the fact that how do we begin our Amidah every day, three times a day? Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi yagiti lasecha. This is actually a pasuk from Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Aleph, chapter 51 of Tehillim. Hashem, my Lord, sefasai tiftach, open my lips, ufi yagiti lasecha, let my mouth say your praise. What is this? Why don't we just start with the bracha of Magen Avos? Why do we start the Amidah thrice daily with Hashem Sofasai Tiftach? This insight of the Divrei Chaim of Sanz quoted by Rabbi Dr. Tursky reminded me of the comments of Rav Soloveitchik onto prayer. I am now quoting from the Koran Siddur Masorat HaRav, Koran Siddur with comments and insights of Rav Soloveitchik. And listen how similar these following comments are to what Rabbi Dr. Twersky teaches about V'eschanan al Hashem Esehi Leimor. Says the Rav, in the Amidah, man approaches God. He pleads with him, engages him in dialogue. Human beings have many deficiencies. We have wants, we have aspirations. And as a result, we knock on the gates of heaven. We present ourselves before God. We ask that God listen to our requests. God has singled out man by giving him the right to approach him in this way. And yet if we consider prayer, says the Rav, the very institution of prayer is enigmatic. How can man possibly knock on God's door, so to speak? Who is man to appear before the universal king and list his petty, insignificant needs? Would we dare act this way before a king of flesh and blood? We cannot proceed unless we address this paradox. Prayer is a paradox, the Rav is saying. On the one hand, we knock on the door, kaviyach of the melech, machrim lechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With such petty needs, how could this be? Does not God not know how to run the world on his own? Does God need me, mortal, finite, flesh and blood man, to tell him, infinite, all being, Ein Sof, Ribono Shel Olam, what to do? We cannot proceed to understand prayer, says the Rav, unless we address this paradox. The first paragraph of the Amidah confronts this daunting challenge. However, says the Rav, another obstacle is in our path at the very outset of our endeavor. So not only do we have a paradox, what gives finite man the right to pray? But before we even get there, we have an obstacle. What is the obstacle? On his own, says the Rav, it is impossible for man to comprehend his needs and formulate them in a lucid prayer. Man's mouth is inarticulate. His tongue falters. He requires divine assistance, not only for his sustenance, but also to recognize his deficiencies and to arrange his words. The Rav is really saying, on the opening of the Amidah, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagit HaLasecha, what the Divrei Chaim of Sanz teaches in the opening pasuk of our parasha, V'eschanan al Hashem Be'isi, you just say what your tefillah is. What is Leimor? Leimor, says the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, is Moshe saying, Hashem, help me. I beseech you to give me the words to say, to pray. When it comes time for me to pray, let me know what to say. Says the Rav, man's mouth is inarticulate, man's mouth falters. He requires divine assistance, not only for his sustenance, not only do we daven for parnasa, not only do we daven for health, not only do we daven for shidduchim, not only do we daven for geula and yeshua, but also to recognize his deficiencies, quote, we require divine assistance to arrange our words. Man is dependent on God, not only to fulfill his needs, but even to recognize and express his needs. We are dependent on God to express our needs. This is exactly what Rabbi Dr. Twersky writes. This is exactly what Moshe is teaching us in V'eschanan Hashem Behesi Leimor. I'm about to pray. V'eschanan, matnas chinam. Even if I don't deserve it, give it to me. But wait a minute. I might not even know how to pray. I might not even know how to formulate the words. I may not even know how to open my mouth and let my tongue sing your praise. I don't know how to do that. Leimor. When I have to pray, help me know what to say. Says the Rav, man is dependent on God not only to fulfill his needs, but even to recognize and express his needs. And so the Amidah opens with the introductory phrase, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, O Lord, open my lips so my mouth may declare your praise. We cannot contemplate prayer unless we seek God's assistance in formulating our entreaties. So not only do we need God's assistance to fulfill our requests, we need God's assistance to even formulate our supplication, formulate our entreaty, formulate our prayer. And this, says the Rav, this first statement, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Hilasecha, contains no mention of our petty needs or mundane concerns. It's a blessing of the Almighty. We acknowledge His grandeur. We introduce a humble request for the license which allows us to proceed to the gates of prayer. Without praying for the ability to pray, we would not even know how to pray. We would not even be able to pray. So we daven that Hashem should fulfill our physical needs. Grant us food, Baruch Aleinu. Grant us clothing. Hashem is the Malbish Arumim. Grant us housing. Keep us warm. Fulfill all of our physical needs. Also, Hashem, give us the ability to learn Torah. V'hari neinu b'sar ha-secha, v'da b'inkli b'inu b'mitzah secha. Grant our physical needs and our spiritual needs. But wait, before we even ask for those, we have to ask for something else. Hashem, if you don't help me, I won't even be able to pray. V'ashchanan al Hashem ba'esahim. I'm about to daven, lay more. Hashem, help me say the proper tefilos. Hashem, sofasai tiftach. And that is why we begin with this pasuk from Kapitel Nun Aleph of Tehillim every day before the daily Amidah. Like the Rav says, not only do we need divine assistance for sustenance, but also to recognize our deficiencies and even to arrange our words. We cannot contemplate prayer unless we seek God's assistance in formulating our entreaties. And may He always grant us the ability, the humility, the courage, the knowledge, the intuition, and the emotion to know how to pray. And then let us pray. I wish everybody a beautiful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Kol Tov to all.